Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, we continue our Pitchfork Week here on The Download. The music festival hits Union Park this weekend, and if you're in the park on Saturday afternoon, make your way to the Red Stage for the DIY sounds of Jeff Rosenstock. Jeff Rosenstock hails from Long Island, been a big part of this country's punk DIY underground scene. Whether it's playing with the band Bomb the Music Industry or founding quote-unquote records or touring on his third solo album, Rosenstock continues to be a voice for independent music. His latest album is called Worry, and it was one of the best of 2016. And it featured the track Festival Song, which we just heard above. It's a song that rails against the corporatization of outdoor music festivals like Pitchfork. Jeff Rosenstock is my guest tonight on The Download. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hello.
So let me ask you, I mean, it's not lost on you, the idea that one of your big songs on Worry's Festival Song is about railing against festivals like Pitchfork, yet you're playing at Pitchfork. Why are you playing Pitchfork this weekend?
Well, I mean, I don't know. The thing about Festival Song is, and I think the thing about music that I try to write in general is I'm not trying to, like, I've definitely been called out in the past for doing, like, finger-pointy punk stuff, because that's kind of easy to do, you know, to be like, hey, this thing's bad, you're an idiot. Like, that song for me was just kind of about attending a music festival, watching a thing happen, and just trying to be aware of the cognitive dissonance there, of the fact that you're doing this thing that is emotionally, like, really important for you and really does a lot of, just watching bands just feel like, oh, this is great, and at the same time just being sold all this horrible crap all around you.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, like, that's what, obviously, you play in bars and stuff, you know, you see Budweiser and Pabst ads everywhere. It kind of just is. Yeah. We're playing Pitchfork because they asked us, you know. We're at the point where, like, all the venues we play are not DIY art spaces before. So there's not really, I don't know. It's obviously, there is a difference between, like, a bar or something and a big music festival, but I don't know. They asked us. It sounded really fun. I wanted to play with Tribe Called Quest, you know?
Well, I mean, we'll get back to tongue-in-cheek ask about that. The music on Worry, I have to ask, I mean, such a great record. Where is it in your development as a musician? I mean, you have 18 plus years as being a punk musician, working with so many different bands, your own record label. Where are you at in your music career with an album like Worry?
I was at that point this time, that time, and I'll be at whatever point I'm at next time. I don't see it or anything. I just try and write what I would like to write. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was just surprised that people cared about that record versus other records. And I hope everybody cares about all the records. You know, I think I don't ever try and put out anything that I don't think anyone will enjoy or anything like that. But it was neat when people liked Worry. But I think, to me, it just kind of seems like it was all building to that record, and just like it's all building towards the next record. You know, I don't feel like I'm the kind of writer that has phases of like, oh, I want to do this thing now, or I want to do this thing now. I kind of just, I like to approach it like I'm just building vocabulary and trying to try new stuff that I'm into at the time without forgetting about this stuff that I liked when I was like 13 years old or 16 years old or 24 years old that just like made me want to make music, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of that one, like whatever the next one will be, was just trying to make music that I felt was interesting to me now without losing the energy of the things that made me make music in the first place.
Pitchfork, Riot Fest, all sorts of publications, USA Today even, kind of call you out as an influential, important figure in modern punk music. And I want to ask you because, you know, what does modern punk mean in this day and age? I think of punk music, and modern obviously is the time, 2017, but I know in your career, punk music used to mean 7 inches and shows in bowling alleys and music scenes and trying to go one person at a time. Where are we at with punk music, modern punk, or at least the scene? Is it similar to that, or like everything on the internet has got hypercharged?
I think it's hard for me to say because we're outside of the point where it makes sense for us to play basement shows anymore. When we play house shows or basement shows or even like small like art space shows, it's not fun for anybody. People can't get in, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't like this, but I'm a little disconnected from it today. But I know that it's still like, it still is 7 inches. It still is kids like booking shows in their houses or kids finding weird spaces to have so they can have an all ages avenue to exist, to do something that's not just like to have somewhere to go when they don't feel like they can play sports or they don't feel like they want to drink or they're into music or they're into weird stuff and they want to go somewhere. I know that there's ebbs and flows to everything, but I think it still is the way. I think in some cities things are coming up and some cities things are going down, mm-hmm. but like, it still is what it's been. I remember when Bond the Music Industry was active, I read a lot of, because I'm a music weirdo, so I read everything all the time, and reading interviews with kind of popular punk bands at the time and them talking about how it's dead and how there's no Fugazi anymore or like whatever. And like, I'm watching like all my friends' bands. I'm reading this while my buddies are doing this thing called the Wonder Root in Atlanta, which is like a nonprofit all ages space where my buddies in the wild are playing awesome shows that tons of people are coming out for in a basement where everybody feels like they're involved in a community. And I'm just thinking like, man, they're wrong. Like this does still exist. I wish people wouldn't say that it doesn't, that like it's gone away because of the internet. I think it's just, you can reach out more and do more. And,
it's like an
international thing now
charged
too.
By it,
and
right.
like, you can kind of set up tours wherever you want and people look out for you. And obviously like we're at a level where that's easier now, but you know, you could still do that stuff. I have friends and bands who are still doing that stuff and it rocks.
Let me ask you about the DIY culture, you know, because I think about a lot of your music and even the record label and just the ethos of punk rock. And I wonder about, you know, the things like Pay What You Can, which you've been a pioneer of with the music that you put up on your site. I think of being independent. I think about even the corporatization of music. And all of those things almost become, they become in a marketer's toolbox, meaning that if you're a major label album, whatever it is, I mean, those are things that are pulled out to say, we're a cool band, you should come see it. Even being independent, you know, we see here in Chicago with Chance the Rapper, it's like, it's not necessarily DIY, it's independent has become almost another genre. So how do you, as somebody who really came up in DIY culture and has been a leader and a thought leader as well, how do you see the things that are in your culture playing out in modern major music?
I think Chance the Rapper is sick. I think it's awesome that he's been putting out his records for free, that he won a Grammy on a free record. When that was happening, I was just like, this is so cool. It's happening. Like, it's crossed over. But with, like, that other stuff, I don't know. I don't give a crap about being punk leader or anything like that. I don't really consider myself that even. Like, I'm influenced by other people who were doing stuff before me. I think it just kind of keeps going and more cool stuff will happen. I think it's funny when bands use it as a marketing tool. I think like when bands are like, yeah, we're doing this, aren't we so great? And I know like when people first are paying attention to Bomb and quote unquote and stuff, people would ask me stuff like about that and ask me like my business plan and as a business model. And to me, it's just like, No, I made a record in my bedroom and I want people to hear it. It's that simple. Sometimes things are more simple when you luck out and there are ideas that end up being long lasting. People think that there's a greater scheme to it, but really it's just kind of like, do something that you think is fun and that is cool. And I have a feeling that with Chance the Rapper doing stuff, I don't know the guy, but I listened to his records and he's got a lot of heart in it. I bet he just wanted to make something and put it out.
Absolutely.
You know?
Chicago has a long-standing tradition of not just DIY or independent music, but punk music as well. I mean, you know, we think of Naked Ray Gun and some of the bands that came out of Chicago. You're coming to Chicago to play Pitchfork. Do you think about where Chicago stands when it comes to punk music and the music that is similar to the stuff you've been creating?
I mean, coming to Pitchfork, I'm more thinking about the fact that Tribe Called Quest is playing Pitchfork. And I'm just going to be like, oh, man. I think the thing I think about with Chicago, I think about the Blue Meanies every time because they're so good and one of the most underrated bands ever. They blew my mind when I was a kid, and I think about that a lot when I'm in Chicago. But I also think about how when my first band was touring and when Bond the Music Industry was touring, like, we couldn't get shows in Chicago. And now we have good shows in Chicago. And I kind of just, I don't know, that's what I think about. I always, like, have it in the back of my head, just remembering, like, okay, you know, you play a big city. I try to just probably think about not messing up.
You think of Tribe Called Quest all the time. It doesn't matter if they're playing here.
That's wild, man.
Well, the Pitchfork Music Festival is this weekend, Saturday afternoon, the Red Stage. Jeff Rosenstock will be on stage. Jeff, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for talking to me.
I used to walk down to the dock.